Good morning. It's Friday the 24th of October. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, and Grand Duke Guillaume and Grand Duchess Stephanie are in Brussels today for an official courtesy visit with the Belgian King and Queen. The visit is part of a series of diplomatic engagements to neighbouring countries. On Monday, the Grand Ducal couple will travel to Berlin for a reception at Bellevue Palace with German Federal President Steinmeier. Visits to Paris and Amsterdam are also planned, with dates to be announced. A serious accident involving two cars and a truck occurred yesterday evening on the B7 between Angeldorf and Friedhof. Police say a car collided with a lorry, which then crashed into another vehicle. One person was seriously injured and three others sustained minor injuries. Four ambulances and a rescue helicopter attended the scene. According to the Financial Times, French capital is leaving the country at record rates due to political and economic uncertainty. French investments in Luxembourg jumped 58% in 2024 to 13.8 billion euros, with Switzerland also a popular destination for French capital transfers. In international news, at the EU summit in Brussels, leaders have postponed until December a decision on using frozen Russian state assets to fund billions in Ukraine aid. Belgium and other member states raised concerns about the legal risks. Luxembourg's Prime Minister Luc Frieden backed Belgium's call to share those risks, noting Luxembourg holds no significant amounts of Russian state funds. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is travelling to London today to join a meeting on military support, where UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer will push for Europe to provide more long-range missiles. The meeting comes as Ukraine's Western allies intensify pressure on Moscow in the war's fourth winter, with both the US and EU announcing new sanctions this week targeting Russian energy. US President Trump has announced a meeting with Chinese President Xi next Thursday in South Korea. Trump is pushing for an economic deal. Without one, imports from China could face an additional 100% tax. And finally, 17 new petitions are now open for signature on the Chamber of Deputies website. Among the proposals, immediate license suspension for drivers using mobile phones, tobacco-free outdoor public spaces, a restaurant voucher for everyone, and making Luxembourgish compulsory in schools. Each petition needs 5,500 signatures within 42 days to be debated in the chamber. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. NBA coach Chauncey Billups and player Terry Rozier have been arrested in federal probes of alleged illegal gambling schemes. The Portland Trail Blazers head coach is accused of involvement in rigged poker games with mafia ties, while Miami Heat guard Rozier faces charges linked to insider sports betting. FBI Director Kash Patel called it mind-boggling fraud involving tens of millions of dollars. And the 2026 Tour de France route has been unveiled and will launch from Barcelona and end in Paris, serving up a spectacular route packed with mountain drama, including two ascents of the legendary Alpe d'Huez to test champion Tadej Pogacar and his rivals to the limit. The severe wind weather, the wind warning has ended today, but temperatures continue to drop as we head into the colder months. Starting around 6 degrees this morning, we'll see highs of only 9 degrees this afternoon. Meteorlux is forecasting light rain showers on and off throughout the day, with mainly cloudy skies, though we should see some sunshine breaking through around midday and again in the late afternoon.